speaking with the mayor of the town of Witless Bay about a giant pile of garbage in the shape of a puffin. So stay where you're tuned. Here we go. If you had a bunch of folks that had a bunch of trash in your backyard and you wanted to get rid of it, you know, there are many things that you would like to do, right? You want to get everyone together, pick up garbage, you get those little spikes with the sticks, and you put them all in a bag, just like if you were in prison in the United States of America, the chain gangs, if you will. You get everyone together, you get them motivated to clean up your neighborhood. That's fun. We're about to speak with the mayor of the town of Witless Bay, Sebastian Dupre, and he's going to tell us about another idea, which is collect all the garbage, put it in garbage bags, and then throw it all together and make some sort of a giant sculpture. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mayor. Tell me, what the heck is this idea all about?
Good evening, Jonathan. The idea came up when we were discussing with our Community Enhancement Committee the Kinsman Community Cleanup. We're putting the town forward for the Tidy Towns Award that Municipalities NL offers.
Okay.
And we want to shine up the town so that it's beautiful for our visitors and for our residents. So we were thinking about how to attract more people to the annual cleanup. And it's not as bad as being in a chain gang, but a community cleanup can be a pretty thankless job because you pick up a bag of garbage from the ditches and then the volunteers pick it up and it disappears and then you meet up together for hot dogs at the end and that's it. So we started talking about, well, we should make a big pile of garbage so people can see the fruits of their efforts. So there was the idea, and I was like, well, we'll have a big pile of garbage. We could do something very, very fun with that.
Uh-huh.
So we brainstormed ideas, and the idea of building the largest puffin ever made out of garbage came up, and it was pretty much immediately adopted. So that's where the idea came from.
Can I ask what the second idea was?
There were quite a few ideas, but I mean, that was by far the one that galvanized the team together. And as you can see from the amount of garbage we managed to pick up in one day, and by the fact that we got 75 volunteers to come out and help with the effort, it worked.
2,554 kilograms of trash.
Exactly.
So when you want to see the fruits of your labor, really, I suppose there was a lot of rotten fruit in there as well. And I'm imagining that the smell, as you're standing around looking at your victory before you turn it into a sculpture, must have been somewhat less than a giant 85-foot whale being taken apart vertebrae by vertebrae.
Well, the good news is that the garbage that you tend to pick up in ditches around the community on the beaches doesn't smell, right? It's been out there, and it's mostly chip bags and cups and et cetera, right?
So, how do I say this? I'm just imagining if 2,500 kilograms of chip bags, that's a lot of potatoes.
That's a lot of potato chips.
That's incredible.
There were other things too, right? We collected car tires and exhaust systems that fall off of cars and hubcaps and car batteries. I don't imagine those fall out of cars very often.
If they do, they have bigger problems.
Like two of them. Right.
Fascinating. So, Mayor Dupre, what you did with this is that you put them in different colored garbage bags to make an effigy, if you will. Well, not an effigy because you burn those. A sculpture, a trash sculpture of a puffin.
Exactly. And then we got all of the volunteers that were there at picture time. Mm-hmm. 60-some volunteers to pose with the puffin. And on the backdrop, in the backdrop is the Witless Bay Ecological Reserve.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's one of the reasons. Witless Bay is home to the Witless Bay Ecological Reserve. And this was a way to directly link the impact that our littering can have, right?
So yeah.
It makes us realize that we are responsible for the nature that surrounds us.
That's a beautiful statement. That's wow, and it's all colored and we're covered in orange and black and blue waste bags. And there it is. That's physical evidence of what you throw out. I mean, when you put things in the garbage can and it's picked up by your garbage people, who are employed by the city, you sort of don't really think about it anymore unless you happen to go to the dump yourself to dump off a bunch of stuff, and you see that not only are the vats filled with garbage and seagulls, but there are many people just continually unloading stuff. So here you have it all collected on the beach. And I got to ask, what are you going to do next year to top this?
Well, next year, I've already spoken to a few people. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it a regional event. So I'm going to try and recruit the town of Bay Bowles and our local service districts to the south and recruit volunteers from all of these places so that we can beat the record we established this year.
I think that's really cool. I hope that Bay Bowles next year brings their garbage into the shape of a giant bull. Like, get some animal-themed garbage collection on the go. That'd be fun. One last question. Who picked it up? Did you get a dump truck coming? I mean, how many dump trucks does it take to transport 5,600 pounds of garbage?
It filled up more than half of Eastern Waste's biggest truck. So Eastern Waste Management got their biggest truck here. They were very gracious, and we loaded it up. And it was pretty impressive.
Wowzers. Yeah. Did you have the kids wear any masks to protect them from hungry seagulls while they were playing with the garbage?
We did have the kids. We had quite a few great sponsors this year. So we had Tim Hortons sponsor for the food and the prizes. Tim Hortons had actually given us T-shirts that we were able to pose with. And Home Hardware supplied us with the protection equipment. So all the kids were wearing protective gloves, etc. So, yes, everybody was wearing protective gear.
Excellent. Listen, next time I want to organize one of my big parties, I'm going to call you.
Please do.
Because you know
Please
what to do. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. The mayor of the town of Witless Bay, Mr. Sebastian Desprez, and a giant pile of garbage. Congratulations on getting, hopefully, I know you're submitting this claim to the Guinness Book of World Records. Keep us posted, because absolutely fascinating. I always love talking trash.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Have a great night.
You too.
Take
Cheers.
Care. Bye-bye. Another satisfying garbage story. I just can't get enough of them. It's great. Congratulations to everybody in the town of Witless Bay who worked so hard to get that garbage out of there.